It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. Good vibes were on tap at Funky Buddha Brewery yesterday. The Stanley Cup was there. Gentlemen. Hey.
There's only a limited amount of businesses that have the Stanley Cup there.
You got to have pool, right? Like you got to have some pool.
Got to be big man, you know. Yeah. Funky Buddha is in Emirates Bank Arena. I know all my friends down there. They know that, you know, as soon as I walk up, have me a big hop gun ready. But, yes, KC and Ryan, Funky Buddha, partners with the Panthers. It's amazing.
They are
mostly KC.
Hey, you know, Ryan does something.
Nah.
You don't like Ryan?
I second that.
Not entirely.
KC holds it down. I second that. The spot.
It's a power team.
The spot is Funky Buddha. That's where you can watch college football and NFL games. They will have tonight's Thursday night football game on. I am certain of it. Great beer, cocktails. They also have cocktails there. Food options. They have specials if you wear your Fins gear, during Dolphins games. So if you rock your Fins gear, even though it's hard to rock your Fins gear right now, you can get specials at Funky Buddha. They have awesome happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6:30 p.m., $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, and $6 or $8 bites as well. Funky
I'm going to rock my Fins game, too.
All right.
He can't read.
Now, here's what we'll do. Tomorrow, I want to give Crowder every liner that I've read today. I've read like 73 liners today. I'll give them all to you tomorrow.
I can read.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Man, let me practice. Send them to me tonight.
Because we gave Appel one time cat talk, and oh my God, did that go south quickly, brother?
It didn't go well at first, but you know, we studied the tape, we got better. And I nailed that read every time since.
That's what happens. I'm just messing with you. You know, if I get a new commercial, it's going downhill fast.
Yeah, clear.
Nothing beats Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. The Hollywood, Hollywood hotline.
Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood.
I forgot to give away the Marley Brothers tickets. I will do that at the end of this segment. Jimmy, put a note down and remind me before I go to break. All right, we're gonna do that. We do have a pair of Marley Brothers tickets. Our last one for today. And I will do it at the end of this segment. Before we get to headlines here, I want to get to something that I had written down and unfortunately I was not able to get to in the last segment. But overreactions or reality for every NFL team. It was an article written in CBSSports.com. Here's the genesis of it. They list a take and they call it either an overreaction or a realistic take, a reality for said NFL team. And I found it interesting. I scrolled down to the Dolphins, and this is what the take was. Tua Tagovailoa is a top 10 quarterback. Overreaction or reality? You guys want to guess what they labeled that take as?
I'm going to think they said overreaction.
Reality. When he's healthy.
Reality. And this is what they wrote. The Dolphins are currently living the reality of not having Tua Tagovailoa as their quarterback, possessing one of the most anemic offenses in the NFL. It's time the NFL accepts how valuable Tua Tagovailoa is when he's on the field. Of the 20 quarterbacks with 750 or more pass attempts since the start of the 2022 season, Tagovailoa is the only one with a 100-plus passer rating. He's at 101.5. He's fifth in completion percentage rate at 67.2, sixth in touchdown passes at 56, and third in touchdown rate, 5.5%. The Dolphins are 20-12 in his starts. They finish when Tagovailoa plays. The Dolphins are a playoff team. When he doesn't, well, the results are clear. So it goes back to our conversation, Crowder, something Hawk kind of nailed, which is Mike McDaniel, the narrative, was that he revitalized Tua's career. And I think part of that is true, as Appel was saying. Part of it can be true, the way that he was able to instill confidence in Tua and kind of bring him back to the form we all expected him to be at. But that narrative certainly now is being overshadowed. Tua got more out of Mike McDaniel than the other way around. And I think it's evident now. I don't think it's up for debate.
I think that the conversation, I think the point is different because I think they needed each other. And the narrative for Tua really wasn't, oh, it was Mike McDaniel who revitalized his career, because obviously he had to build up, back up his confidence. They had to incorporate this entire new scheme that's built around what Tua does best. It was, oh, you just plop anybody into this offense and they'll be able to play well. And I think that's the thing that has been proven to be incorrect. I think we can soften up the, it's all Mike McDaniel, and without Mike McDaniel, Tua is not what he is. Okay. I think the more, I guess, existential point here is that you can't just plop anybody into this offense and expect them to run it as well as Tua did. McDaniel and Tua, there's a reason they extended McDaniel this offseason, because they also extended Tua. The organization sees them as a marriage. They only work together. That's what we've seen in the last three seasons now. And this was always my point about Tua, like even before McDaniel got here. If you look up his numbers in his second season, after his rookie year, after the musical chairs with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was one of the most efficient quarterbacks by completion percentage in the league. And they were still winning games with him. And he was playing well in an offense with no weapons and an antiquated scheme with a first-time play caller. So this has always been in Tua. Mike McDaniel had to come in here and rebuild his confidence and build an offense tailored around him, and this is the result. Now, I think the end of last season and the start of this season with Tua hasn't been great. They still haven't been producing even when he's been in the lineup. But it is clear that they are like borderline incompetent without him. They can't get lined up.
Yeah.
Like the amount of procedural penalties from these two games are insane. And it made me think, and I know this is really long-winded, so I'm sorry, but it made me think back to the playoff game in Buffalo that Skylar Thompson started. And afterwards, we talked about how McDaniel's got to be better with his game management and getting plays in and things like that. To me, this is just evidence of him not being capable of running a competent operation, Skylar Thompson, in the back of quarterbacks. So, and I said earlier, Mike White was still here, and then you wouldn't have these issues.
I'll say this, the whole thing with, what was the Patriots, is it Brady or Belichick? And now we're kind of seeing it was Brady. With that whole, the whole dynasty thing, like, you need the quarterback. I think it's evident now, to Hawk's point, what he's been saying for a couple weeks, Tua is making McDaniel look good, because now McDaniel without Tua, because even the Patriots, when Brady tore his knee up, when the safety from the Chiefs hit his knee, Matt Castle went 11-5. So they did have a good enough system to win double-digit games with Matt Castle, not Brady. But with Tua, I want to go the other route. Tua's the 49er quarterback over Purdy. I think the 49ers are just as dominant as they've been. The Lions, if Tua's there and not Jared Goff, I believe that offense, that run game, I think that Dan Campbell system, that team will still be great. Even the Texans. Would I pick C.J. Stroud over Tua right now? Yeah, he's young. He's going to – and he never gets hurt. Like, yeah, I understand that. But does that Texan offense fall off if Tua goes there? No, I think that Texan offense will still run just as well, because top 10 is funny. We did the top 10 thing. Where's Tua? I always say top 10. People want to argue and name 10 people, and they're like, well, he's 12. He's top half. Tua's one of the top 16 quarterbacks that are in the world right now, breathing and eating dinner and holding their babies at night. That's a fact. Is he top 10? You can argue 12, 11, whatever you want to do. But Tua Tagovailoa is one of the top 15 players at that position in the world as we live.
Yes. But now I divert the conversation to this, which I think is the bigger point, even though we're kind of lost in it and it doesn't matter right now. I'm with you, and I'm willing to say this experiment here without Tua has shown me the importance of Tua and the value of Tua. But you say he's 11, 12, or top 10, whatever you want to do, when healthy, and the conversation is can he stay healthy, that obviously devalues him a ton in this sport that is so vicious. And if he can stay healthy, Crowder, even if he is a top 10 quarterback, as valuable as we're seeing he is now, is he good enough to win you a Super Bowl? And does the risk outweigh the reward by keeping a quarterback as your starting quarterback that you don't know can stay healthy, because I don't know if he can win you a Super Bowl. I just don't know.
I'll say it again. Like right now, Patrick Mahomes is the golden boy, and he's special. I'll put Patrick Mahomes up against anybody you want to say. The Joe Montana, the Dan Marino, Patrick is special. The 49ers with Purdy have went to a Super Bowl, and if who was there? Oh yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Whoop they ass because it's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's better than Josh Purdy. I think he's better than Jared Goff. I think he's better than two guys.
I think he's better than Josh Purdy too.
That could what's his name?
No, hey, you got it. Josh Purdy. Yeah. No, he's better than Josh Purdy.
What's his name with no facial hair? Is it Josh or Brock?
You might be able to read, but you don't know who the hell the San Francisco 49ers quarterback is, brother. I could assure you that much.
Give a damn if his name is Nathaniel Purdy. Tua's better than the little boy with no facial hair in San Francisco. And I think Tua's better than Jared Goff. And they are on the verge right now. And I think the Lions really this year can win a Super Bowl. I think they're built to win. Mm-hmm. And again, you're going to have Patrick Mahomes sitting in their way. But yes, if Tua was on one of those two teams, he is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's my answer. Is he a winning quarterback with this roster on this team with McDaniel calling these plays as we see them fell out against KC last year when they couldn't score and he threw the bad play in the fourth quarter down by four late in the fourth. Good teams, good coaches muster up a way to get 7 points and win that game. Tennessee game last year, embarrassing. Would have won the division. Didn't have to play in Kansas City in the damn 8-degree weather. It's a lot of little things, but Tua himself is one of 53. I think Tua as a quarterback, yes, he is good enough. If he's on a team that's structured, 49ers and Lions are the two I'm using right now, yes, Tua can win a Super Bowl.
I think that's fair. I don't know if he's necessarily surefire better than Goff or Purdy. I don't know. It's hard for me because I don't know how he can stay healthy, and I also don't know how the Dolphins can operate with a quarterback moving forward. I know there's a much larger conversation, and again, it doesn't matter because they're going to play this week without Tua. They're going to play following the bye week, week 7 without Tua. It is what it is, right? This season will play out the way it plays out. But how do you operate moving forward as your franchise quarterback who, if he takes a hit, you've set the precedent, is going to have to miss 4 games every single time? I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm glad I'm not the one making the decision.
You just paid him, and you got to go sign Joe Flacco or Carson Wentz or something to back him up. That's the answer. Well, if you're going to keep him, you got to go sign an old, wily veteran.
Yeah.
Well, they're stuck with him right now. They extended him. He is the guy. And, like, I don't understand people who, like, now – and they'll say, well, I was saying don't pay him before. You pay the guy who just led the league in passing and stayed healthy for a full season and put together the best offensive season they've had in more than 2 decades. Like, I don't understand, like, why that was a debate. People, oh, they paid him too much money. They paid him what the market says quarterbacks like that are worth. He's getting the same type of money that a guy like Jared Goff is getting. Trevor Lawrence got more than him, and there are plenty of question marks there. People need to understand this is just what the quarterback market is. It's like, if you want to say, if this was like a Ryan Tannehill thing, where Tannehill was like, he showed flashes, but you didn't make the playoffs with him 1 year when he got hurt. But he never put up the numbers that Tua ever did. And you could say, oh, when they play good teams, brother, they're all NFL teams, right? He led the league in passing against NFL teams. The Dolphins have never been able to say that, right? Like, it's been a long time. That's what the market says you pay for quarterbacks like that. This game of, oh, they shouldn't have paid him, or, oh, they paid him too much. Like, what world are you living in if you say that and think that way? I don't get it. Like, their only option was to extend Tua. You don't want to go into a quote-unquote Super Bowl potential season with that kind of friction with your quarterback and your organization. And so, okay, fine. You don't sign Tua. What's the alternative? You're going to pay $40 million for Kirk Cousins who can't move? Like, what are – trade for Justin Fields? Like, what are the alternatives here? Like, do people not think this through?
Yeah, they shouldn't have paid him, Appel. I'm sorry. Nice little rant there, but they shouldn't have paid him.
Look at the top guys. These are top pay. I just looked it up. NFL over the cap. NFL quarterbacks. Dak at 30, Joe Burrow 55, Jordan Love 55, Trevor Lawrence 55, Tua 53, Jared Goff 53, Justin Herbert 52, Lamar Jackson 52, Jalen Hurts 51, Kyler Murray 46. Joe Burrow's been hurt a lot. Jordan Love is hurt right now. Trevor Lawrence is playing terrible. We know Dak's going to fold in the playoffs. Jared Goff has the best situation at his hands. I'm not that impressed with Justin Herbert. Lamar Jackson. So, like, to Appel's point, when you talk about the money, really look at it. Is Jordan Love worth more than Tua?
Maybe later.
Because he won one playoff game? Like, oh, so we go later? Trevor Lawrence worth more than Tua? Like, when you start talking about the money is when I'm like, what does the money have to do with it? We'll talk about stats. We'll talk about production. I'll even have the playoff conversation with you. Never win a playoff game. I want to do that over money. The market's there. If the market's there and somebody deserves money, he's going to go and get paid like the other players of his position in the league. I wish to hell I played in 2024 where they're paying middle linebackers $13 million a damn game. You know, they were paying, $13 million a year. They were paying us $3, $4 million at the most when I played. I had to eat my little $3, $4 million. That's what I had to do.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
I know, Josh. I feel bad for me, too.
Well, it's irrelevant because Crowder, you didn't make $60 million in your career, and Tua is paid. So, like, I disagree with you, Appel, but I hate going back to that and harping on it.
Because
the reality is they pay
the reaction
him.
Right now so. To what people when they talk
the
about
game.
It.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford signing $72 million deal coming out. Sam Bradford's not worth an erasable pin.
Yeah.
But right. It was part of it. You get drafted high back then, you get the money. The money part, I hate when people attach the money to the success or the injuries and all. The money's the money. The minimum wage just went up. Are you upset, Solana?
I don't make minimum wage. What the hell, man?
Are you mad
no,
that the people that make minimum wage are now making $15?
No,
but they used to make $12?
Crowder,
what does it have to do? The money's – they're going to get paid whatever the market tells them to get paid.
I realize that, but I think there's more – again, we don't have time because we're up against it. We don't have time, but there's more to this conversation because, yes, Appel's right. He played one full season healthy, but there was numerous amounts of evidence prior to that to show you that the likelihood of him staying healthy again for another full season was not as likely. And like,
I mean, he also stayed healthy before in his second season. I mean, he was healthy then, too.
Okay, I don't want to do this.
He had three high-profile concussions in one season.
I don't want to do this. I really don't. I'm just saying it's not as clear-cut as you're making it out to be. He had a player option that the Dolphins could have ridden out, and they could have seen, hey, can you stay healthy for one more season? And maybe he would have played under that player option.
And that's
well.
Worse for the cap.
Let's do more.
Your hairline's not clean cut.
Good luck on Instagram Live tonight, Crowder. You didn't even know what your damn at was until I told you. Let's do headlines. We have to run through them. Run through headlines. Right now, Josh Appel is here. He's going to do headlines.
I run slowly. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Inter Miami, Supporter Shield. They won it last night. They are on pace to break the MLS record for most points in a season. Great year for the Herons. Go Inter Miami.
Yes, sir.
Dolphins news. Jalen Phillips out for the year. Knee injury. They signed Tyus Bowser today off the Seattle practice squad. Phillips on IR. Teron Armstead did practice today, not out of concussion protocol yet, but Solana mentioned earlier, full practice for him. Whole bunch of other stuff with an injury report too. Thursday night football tonight. Falcons and Bucks in Atlanta, 8:15. Could hear the game Westwood One's coverage right here on WQAM. Falcons are 2.5-point favorites at home. Over-under's 44. Boom. All right. I'm running quickly through.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do weather. Yeah, good, because we're up against it.
All right. So don't go to the wild card. Just go on the ESPN app or your favorite sports app. Look up what the wild card match or the DS matchups are. Mets Brewers tonight, 7:08. That'll determine the last divisional series game. Canes and Cal, 10:30 Saturday. Florida State, Clemson, 7:00 Saturday. UF, UCF, 7:45. USF's on a bye week. Your weather, sponsored by the Benjamin and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Hot, humid, South Florida, temperatures upper 80s.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go watch some black porn.
I'm good.
Hawk and Crowder.